Romans chapter 5. Now we are at peace with God. By faith we have received true righteousness, and we are at peace with God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Through him we obtain this favor in which we remain, and we even boast to expect the glory of God. Not only that, we also boast even in trials, knowing that trials produce patience. From patience comes merit. Merit is the source of hope, and hope does not disappoint us, because the Holy Spirit has been given to us, pouring into our hearts the love of God. Consider, moreover, the time that Christ died for us, when we were still helpless and unable to do anything. Few would accept to die for an upright person, although for a very good person, perhaps someone would dare to die. But see how God manifested his love for us. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us, and we have become just through his blood. With much more reason now, he will save us from any condemnation. Once enemies, we have been reconciled with God through the death of his Son. With much more reason now, we may be saved through his life. Not only that, we even boast in God because of Christ Jesus, our Lord, through whom we have been reconciled. Adam and Jesus Christ. Therefore, sin entered the world through one man, and through sin, death, and later on, death spread to all humankind, because all sinned. As long as there was no law, they could not speak of disobedience. But sin was already in the world. This is why from Adam to Moses, death reigned among them, although their sin was not disobedience, as in Adam's case. This was not the true Adam, but foretold the other who was to come. Such has been the fall. But God's gift goes far beyond. All died because of the fault of one man. But how much more does the grace of God spread when the gift he granted reaches all from this unique man, Jesus Christ? Again, there is no comparison between the gift and the offense of one man. The disobedience that brought condemnation was of one sinner, whereas the grace of God brings forgiveness to a world of sinners. If death reigned through the disobedience of one and only one person, how much more will there be a reign of life for those who receive the grace and the gift of true righteousness through the one person, Jesus Christ? Just as one transgression brought sentence of death to all, so too one man's good act has brought justification and light to all. And as the disobedience of only one made all sinners, so the obedience of one person allowed all to be made just and holy. The law itself, introduced later on, caused sin to increase. But where sin increased, grace abounded all the more. And as sin caused death to reign, so grace will reign in its own time, and after making us just and friends of God, will bring us to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.